Do you believe that God is such a loving God that he will not commit any to the torments of separation from his presence? If you do, you might want to consider what the Apostle Paul said to the Thessalonians, saying, "And to you that are afflicted, rest with us at the revelation of the Lord Jesus from heaven, with the angels of his power in flaming fire, rendering vengeance to them that know not God, and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus, who shall suffer punishment, even eternal destruction, from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might." 2 Thessalonians 1:7 through 9. Do you believe that all you're required to do is believe that Jesus is the Christ and receive him in your heart and you will be saved? If you do, you may want to consider a couple of factors. One, you will not find that phrase anywhere in the scriptures. The Apostle Peter said, "If any man speaketh, speaking as it were the oracles of God," 1 Peter 4:11, is an admonition to those who speak of divine matters that they do so according to the oracles of God. With this in mind, does it not seem strange that some preach not according to the oracles of God, but according to uninspired men? If believing that Jesus is the Christ and receiving him in your heart is all God requires, wouldn't you think that would have been an appropriate response by Peter or any of the apostles and or evangelists who were asked, "What shall we do?" Do you believe that just believing in God is sufficient unto salvation? If so, you may want to consider the statements of James, who said, "Thou believest that God is one, thou doest well. The demons also believe and shudder. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith apart from works is barren? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, in that he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? Thou seest that faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness, and he is called a friend of God. Ye see that by works a man is justified, and not only by faith." James 2:19-24. Do you believe that saying the sinner's prayer will place you in a proper relationship with Christ? If you do, you might want to know that the sinner's prayer is nowhere to be found in the scriptures. And no one time in the process of conversion in the book of Acts is a repentant believer instructed to say the sinner's prayer. But in every account, the believer is to be baptized, which Peter and Ananias says washes away sin. Acts 2:38 and Acts 22:16. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, saying, "But thanks be to God that whereas ye were servants of sin, ye became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto ye were delivered. And being made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness." Romans 6:17. They were obedient to a pattern of teaching whereunto they were delivered and made free from sin. Think about it.